Beginning the current daven sechtes by becoming daven samavav. Beginning with beginning to test matzah. Beginning the gemara ilim lefnei yish. If he says before yish, lam nekro. Why would you need a pasuk? But pshita, obviously, as Tais explained, I feel like kachinu, because even if he's sanctifying it, in a kashan not going to be sanctified because the gezel wouldn't say shabam. No, that lacha is if someone steals and the one didn't give him hope. Shnei meinichem lahagdish can't be marked in the first place. So then, of course, it'd be pasuk. To next test matzah, begin the move. Shmami, no, we can infer from this the yish lekani. The Yish is not kain, because as Tais explains, the kani requires him, if that's the case, Chachachapa Kabban, then is his Kabban, Beloy Mitzel, and as Tais explains, and he qualifies this. And he's saying, Beloy Mitzel, don't think it would be possible that Misha Mitzel Babayra, that, okay, yeah, because it's, even if you're kain, but it's a Mitzel coming from a sin, no, Hevel Kondalai, Kain Chek Dishai, because ultimately, he's acquiring it before sanctified, like I'm going to explain later on, with the help of Hashem. Now, but if he's not acquiring it with the Yish, then it would be possible. But still, it would be holy, which as some Gersois add on, and that's why you need a Pasik to illustrate that it's not going to be effective because of Mitzvah Bavera. But now, although the Gemara doesn't yet know this idea of the change of name, the Kumla Kamam, which say later on, that, okay, originally it was called unconsecrated, and that's called Hektish, but there's still Yish, Machin, Rishus, but Isin Kabans, and those Kabans, they're in a Gazlan, Chai Bach Yusin, because the Gazlan is not responsible for its insurance, meaning because he was Maktishit. So it's no more in his rishus. So essentially, what Tosfos is coming to answer, he says that what was bothering Tosfos was that if we say Yish is not kainer, like we're saying on this madama, so then why is Hektish taking effect on the animal? But before Yish, we said that Hektish doesn't take effect since it's not his. And if Yish is not kainer, so then even after Yish, it should be like before Yish. So that's what Tosfos is saying, that no, that although we don't know Shina Hashem, but we do know that when you have a Yish with Shina rishus. And since the Gazan says Harizu, so he's not Chayim Nachrayis, if something happens to it, so that's already considered Yotzim Rishus to Rishus Hektish, and therefore there's a Shin Rishus, and that together with the Yish should be a Kaina, and therefore that's why it should be Hektish. To make a test master begin with the words of Gemara, Mikl Mada Mashina Mashal Kani, do you think there's anyone who holds that change of action does not acquire? And Tais Bader says, and that's what he's coming to address, is Beloy by Lok Mikl Bishama, I didn't want to say it's like Bishama Dama that he actually says Shin Bim Kaina Ahmed, that yeah, actually, Shina Meisah does not acquire because the Shina changed as it is. And Avagav Dekanami Tanoi, the Sabi Hachi by Gizla Kama, although there are Tanoi in the Holy List, like later on the Tzadi Gimel on the days, because Lameisah, the Halach is like Besil, the Shina does acquire. And actually, Bosom Nami Dachar Rava, and actually, their Rav actually pushes and he says, actually, the Kula Tanoi, Mutsisavi Kibesal, actually, older Tanoi, he actually explains, Kudal like Besil. And Machalak Gamar, so became. And all the Gemara we always hold like that the Shin is kind of a look, maybe she, and that's one answer. More of a look, maybe Shin al Chesel B'Yasei, and we didn't even want to explain that, okay, maybe it's talking about, yeah, maybe Shin is kind of, but maybe a Shin that could be undone is different. Dekel Madama, there is such an opinion, which the Gemara later on of Samuel Zamanov brings, the Leikani, that you're not kind of, because, no, because the Rabbi Yisrael, the Polygla, the Rabbi Yisrael does not disagree with Rabbi, it'll be Yishlo Chodeh, only on Yish. But by change of action, even that could be undone. Daibei Rabba, which Rabba is talking about, like we mentioned before, and Dav Samacha, Tzamachem, and Bizim Maschahen. Like, publicly, it doesn't disagree with him, and therefore, we didn't want to say that oh, maybe because he's a Shina Chesel B'Yasai, because, no, that we see that everyone holds that that we're mentioning over here, that it would be kind of. Next, there's Mata begins with the words of Mava, the Gazal Mishkab Dachabi. So that where he stole the bed of his friend. Now, Mash Mitek Peshakon just sounds like from the way Rashi explains, sure, tell him what Mitzvah say is, Mishkav Gav Mishal Chaver. That, yeah, the full bed of his friend says Mishkav Vai, and Gazal, if he steals it, Ematam Mishkav, that it's not going to be contaminated in the bed, because the Gzezer Kasa, which Gzezer Kasa has to be Mishkav Vai, and can be stolen. So, first of all, it's a wonder. It's interesting that Tumah would only apply to his own bed, not to something else. But this is really difficult to the Rashbam, the Betaharas, regarding when Tumah thieves, they go into a house. That the beddings and the seats, they're tar. Now, if there's a non-Jew or a woman, everything's going to be Tumah, because Kishem Anidahi, maybe she was an Anidah, or Kanani Kizav L'Chodvar, and the non-Jew is like Kizav L'Alachas. So it sounds like that you could contaminate a bedding in the chair that's not your own. Because it says that you can reject it. Dasam Rabban, that's only rabbinic. But Vayi Kasha, definitely this is difficult because the Hasam over there, when this is referring to Teres Kanim, and Parashat Mitzrayim, Maisala plukt Reb Shimon Rabban. So Machlokes Reb Shimon Rabban, the Gan Magazin, the Besamach, regarding what we're going to be talking about, Gan Magazin. Machi Yisasim, the way it's brought up there is Mishkavag Le'agazin, says, oh, his bedding, not which is stone. Yochashani Mitz Abagonav, meaning rod. You would think the same thing would be regarding when it's stolen. Tamalim Tami. Shimon Rabban says, no. Mishkav is the other way around. Bleha gun, that which is stolen. Yochshan Moitz says, Gold, you would think to me that I would exclude that which is wrong. Temlim Tami. Which is the Machlekes where they have regarding Ganam Agaz and Hud Machshav as Matame that our Gemara brings down. Which, I'm a lady said to him, Amar, Risul, Rabbi says, Zelo, he says, what do you see to include this one and to exclude this one? Achshari, because it made sense anyways, we're including and excluding. So he says, Rabbi, yes, I'm going to include these. And he says, Ashabai, I'm aware, this is what the owner gives a poll from, etc. So now Tosfos says his point. Says the Ma'aseh l'plug Reb Shimon Rabbanon. So the fact that what are we comparing this to? We're bringing this in regards to Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanon. Ma'aseh sounds like that with Tam. That the reason is Mishum the Emak Shavu Matamaseh, but because it's the thought that's not going to make it Tamik. The Gemara explains shortly. The Yichud Shel Gazlan Yichud that what the designation of the Gazlan is not considered as a designation. So again, this is difficult because. We see that it's not because of a gezeirah kasa. We see it's because of the svara of is his machshav matam or not. So because of all this, the mefarish reads. So the Rebbe explains that actually, the gozel mishkav the chavri, someone steals his friend's bed. She gozel oyre shel bal habayis. It means that he stole the hides of the homeowner. She in machasaran eli yichud. The only thing it's missing is designation. And bein tzokshon tiken. It doesn't need any fixing. Bein chasurak machshav. It's only missing the thought. But b'shapi dum the gozel kam the chavri. So that's exactly similar to a case. The Mishkav, the halacha of Thomas Mishkav, is similar to the case of the Gozal Korban the Chavri regarding the carbon of his friend. Meaning, if you steal an animal of Chulin, which is lacking sanctity, that would be like totally missing a full fledged action, like stealing wool and making a man out of it. Of a Gozal, Mishkav, Goma, the Chavri, but if he steals a full fledged bed of his friend, Metame Mishkav Kolami, right? According to everyone, it's going to be Metame Mishkav. Not like the way we said before from Rashi. But Abagav, the Hach Mishkav of La Gozel. Now, even though this that we're talking about the bed and not a stolen one is Ari Koyden Yish, talking about before Yish. And he's asking a question, it'll be a clarification. The Hach, the Kabon of La Gozel, I Afbas Yish. So it's in like, that doesn't bother us. Abagav, they themselves, although it's not exactly the same, but it is the same point. Regarding the yichud of designation, and it doesn't really need any shum tikkun that they share in common, and that's the case that we're describing over here of mishkavloi baloi hargazel. To make this matter begins the gemara, the gozel kum nechabri steals his friend's carbon. So it's Tosfos statement. So what? The lomali carbon. What do you need a pasuk? Meaning, as Tosfos explains, the ibachata simitamar kum achata sapul wa'atma. Even the person himself, emochel chayil etma, if he ate forbidden fats yesterday, if he has carbon, he designated carbon. Emes kabloi se carbon al chayil shankol. I mean, he can't atone with that carbon for the chayil that he ate. Today, as the Gemara says, increase that because I'm the base. So for sure, someone else. Have you boiled b'shlamim? Every time I come and oil b'shlamim, I mean, the Gemara says b'shlamim that pays tesim base. I'm not going to lose b'shlamim. Someone sells his oil or shlamim. Le'as b'kum hasn't done anything. So even if I forget about gizelo, just someone else getting it and using it, it's not valid. So says Taisus, the nira lo'ukmei b'pesach. It seems that you can find by carbon pesach. Oh, sheyach alim pesach imimay al pesach ulachamachu. You could have others on your carbon and you could sell it. It's obviously the Gemara b'nei Pesachim, but it's difficult. Because high crow, b'ilikzim, this pasuk is actually by the Kamen Ayla. Unless you explain by Kamen Pesach in the Inyan, but if it's not relevant for this, it'll be relevant for something else. Now, but the Ein Loimer, don't say Shaba Hakasav Lipsal carbon. Don't say that the pasuk coming to invalidate the carbon. I mean, come on, because the Gemara says, "Lim l'vayin bom menav gabi ganav." Shem shachat mim l'fnim l'shem ba'am that be slaughtered when it was unblemished inside for the purpose of the owners. Yachzur keren l'baylam has to give the principal back to the owner. Is that you see that it really, and that's where the gifts really actually should be that it's chazra that it already was returned to the owners. Meaning, it's like it works for him, so it can't be. As Tosfos is addressing that it's coming to totally invalidate, because we see that it is kosher, and that it is considered valid for the owner. This is not the beginning words of the Gemara, Kogoyin Shekitzan. And what Tosfos was forewarning was really what Rashi said in his first interpretation. And Tosfos said, no, it's not totally possible. Going shekitzan, which, for example, let's say where you have two things, which Tosfos explains, moil meyish, it's effective with the yish. But just doing the kitzur is not going to acquire, because lavshin ma'aser is not really changing the thing itself. But together, that's where it's going to do something. Like says, "Master, begin with the more of itzva in the tzichik tzur." Now, itzva, this tablet, this tray doesn't need kitzur. Now, me, however, heicha the chashav ala. This is what's bothering Tosis. Says heicha the chashav ala lekaitzam. When you thought about that, you want to do this kitzur, even though it doesn't need it. I mean, perik dam chatzas tikvah says v'chol mitzad dam alav the daira. Actually, consent that it's going to be time to do the kitzur because that means it's not finished yet. So, if it's not finished yet, so then it should be something considerable. So it says, "Makamokam daik." Chacham is still big mitzvah being daik here very well because the kibim the ruin l'shamish b'lo ikitzur, since it's allowed to be used even without the ikitzur. In ikitzur shalach chashiv in the ma'aser called that. Therefore, that can maybe it's not become a tumik. It's not finished, but that won't be considered as a shina ma'aser at all. Like says, "Not to begin with the words of Gemara." Chashiv makasar malacha makasar matamasa. Whatever, there's nothing lacking in malacha for it. So then, just thinking about it, that you want to use it could make a tumik. So it says between me and say, "Balaba with the itzvah." What do you mean? Without the case of itzvah, then amayla parach lemahacha. One yes, straight from over here, the machshava meilas. That the thought is effective. Am yish kana. You see that yish is kana. Sometimes we could say, "Is the machtocha?" But balaba is no. Maybe here we're talking about the homeowner, and there doesn't prove anything regarding someone else that they acquired it with the yish to show that there's nothing missing and that the machshava is matami. The change of name is like a change of action, which takes qualifies love kshin ma'aser mamash, not literally like change of action in the thing itself, because the shina ma'aser l'chadei kani, just shina ma'aser itself would acquire kin mukhlel, like it's up in the Gemara previously. Will come on later on of some chesam and avgah begonim b'tabach. Someone's stolen, slaughtered, b'ach begonim. Someone comes and steals it. The Brooklyn Gemara asks, shina ma'aser mi'ika l'man damad l'kani. You think there's anyone that holds that shina ma'aser itself would not be kainah? Now, but if you only have Shin Hashem, that won't acquire without Yish, or Shin Maisa, or Shin Maisa. So, although they're both Shina that's Kaina, but they're different. Shin Maisa could do it on its own. Shin Hashem would only do it together with something else, with a Shin Maisa, or with a Yish.